You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yeah, Stupid News time at FM 99 WNOR. Stupid News. Yeah, yeah. Proudly brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant presenting Arnez J tonight. Through the weekend, Mr. J will join us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Arnez J at the Funny Bone, Virginia Beach Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more information, won't you? Item number one. I don't know if you guys saw this story. A New York City nightclub buried a time capsule. It was unearthed this week, and it was thought to be a bomb. So they brought in the hazmat and explosive team.
Oh.
And they blew up a time capsule.
Oh.
Yeah. Tells you when it's time to blow up the time capsule. Yeah.
All that important stuff that they wanted to save.
Yeah. Yeah, they they bought the... it was shaped like a missile. They thought it was literally an unexploded bomb that they had dug up in the streets of New York. It was actually a green empty practice bomb that they put some stuff in. Now, why you would bury things in a fake bomb is a bad idea.
I thought of that one.
Bomb squad arrived. They found the contents. Letters from the staff at the nightclub. They weren't supposed to open it for 10,000 years, said the owner.
10,000 years?
Duh. Some people shoot high.
Yeah.
They're the same people that buried the stuff in a bomb.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Good idea.
Great idea.
Should have buried it in a vampire coffin. Get a rise out of everybody, huh? Big stake going right through it. That's item number one. It's not a bomb.
Item number two takes us to... a Walmart where police chased after a guy who was fleeing on a tractor. This happened Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
They say the pursuit started at a Walmart around 12:30 a.m. Authorities said the man was driving around the parking lot screaming for a sandwich and some water. He then turned out of the parking lot, ended up smashing through a fence on some private property. He was arrested, but police said he did not go peacefully. This was in Omaha, Nebraska, where it happened.
He's on an actual tractor.
Yeah.
Not like a lawn tractor, but a real farm tractor.
Screaming about wanting a sandwich and some water.
I'm going to need a sandwich and a water.
Practice. All right, finally this.
Rumble.
After he stopped, he jumped out of his SUV and started doing the chicken dance.
There you go, and that's what I was trying to get to. It's a promo, apparently, for some man doing the chicken dance. Well, this man may be the same person. A man in Oregon who pleaded guilty to giving some sweet, sweet loving to a farm chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
Will now have to register as a sex offender as a result of his deeds. Joshua Woltman, 27 years old.
Huh.
We like to call him Mr. Lone, though.
Man, this is just foul.
It is. Ah,
thank you. See what you did there.
Yeah. I figure I better do it before somebody else does.
Oh, the colonel wants to beat his ass. Yeah, he was arrested after he romanced a chicken, according to court documents. I'll leave the details out. Man, I say, boy.
Wine and dine.
Keep my feathers numbered for just such an emergency. The original indictment accuses Mr. Woltman of exposing his genitalia in a public place, as well as menacing another person with a stick.
It's a weird thing.
Dude, what is going on here?
Yeah.
What is happening here?
I think if you're willing to do it with a chicken, you're not all there to begin with. So.
Just poking you with a stick. Not touching you.
Better to poke in the eye with this. Woltman has been convicted in the past of bicycle theft, first and second degree trespassing, and methamphetamine possession.
Wow.
So he's got that going with his knife. Yeah, that's good. Yep. He's a chicken plucker. That's what he is. Good times. What are you in
chicken
for?
Chicken plucker.
What are you in for?
Plucking.
Yeah, hi. My name's Josh. I moved in next door, and I, as a result of my recent sentencing, I have the obligation to come next door and tell you that I once romanced a chicken.
Couldn't help it. I just looked into her eyes and all those feathers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Saw the breast on
that. Oh, my goodness. Look at the legs and the thighs. Yes. Yeah. Couldn't turn it down. Just couldn't say no. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it
Stupid News.